We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the top line of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Zokta Gemara, Levi Ikla LeBavel. Levi went from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel B'chatzav Tishrei, and he reached Bavel the 11th day of Tishrei. Omar Bosim Tavshila D'Bavloi. The people in Bavel fasted on the day before on Kippur. They thought it was Yom Kippur, and Levi told them, in your tafshilim are very sweet, but yoyima rabba de marava. On the day of Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, what happened was that in Eretz Yisrael, they were made an extra day for El, and really, on 11th Tishrei in Bavel, is really the 10th day of Tishrei, al pi kiddush ha-chodesh. Amri lei, so the people told him, so Asid, say Eidus, and we'll know today we'll have to stop eating, it's Yom Kippur. I didn't hear it from the Beis Din Mekudesh. I only understood it because today, yesterday wasn't Rosh Chodesh, so today had to be Rosh Chodesh, next day had to be Rosh Chodesh. And since he didn't hear it straight from the Beis Din, he can't say Eidus that was the day of Rosh Chodesh. That's the halacha. The halacha is that Eidim, that other months, we'll see in the Gemara on Beis, other months, if you know from process elimination or other ways that today's Rosh Chodesh, you'll have to be made today's Rosh Chodesh. Basha'in came for Nisan and Tishrei, the only way you could be made is only if you heard it directly from Beis Din. So therefore he said, I can't tell you anything, but I'm telling you that today really is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. So Taisus has a question. So Taisus says, first of all, Taisus, how did he get here if he was coming from Eretz Yisrael? So he said he already had left before Yom Kippur, so he was in the Tchum, and even though he knew it was Yom Kippur, he was fasting that day because he knew from Eretz Yisrael today was Yom Kippur, but he came from within the Tchum, he came to Bavel, he was in the area already the day before. That's number one. Number two, Tais has a kasha. Tell him, I say, how is he learning to eat? He knows it's Issa Karas Daraisa, today is Yom Kippur. Rosh Chodesh goes with Kiddush HaChodesh, and when he knows for a fact that was Kiddush HaChodesh, so what do you mean? How is he letting them eat? He knows Issa Daraisa. So Taisus answers a yisoid that if Beis Din in Bavel, Apida Cheshbon, Basaroy, they decide that Rosh Hashanah was that day, so that becomes the halacha until they find that otherwise, that is the halacha. Like it says in the Pasuk, we darshan atem fil shaygim atem fil mazidim. So that day was really Yom Kippur. And it turns out that even Apida MS, there was a different Yom Kippur for Eretz Yisrael and a different Yom Kippur for Chutz Laaretz. And therefore, there wasn't an Issa D'Raisa. They did the right thing. They kept Yom Kippur the right way. And today, really, until they get a clear Eidus, not like that, it's really not Yom Kippur. So he said, since I can't say Eidus, so therefore, I'm not going to stop you. Zog Tamar Avaita. Machaj Rabbi Eichnon. Kol Heichin Amat HaShluchei Nisan V'Amat HaShluchei Tishrei L'Ever Trei Yoimit. That means like this, that the Shluchei Nisan, the Shluchim will go out for Rosh Chodesh Nisan in order to tell everyone when Pesach is. They actually get further than the Shluchei Tishrei. And the reason is like this, simple. Because from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Pesach, you have at most two Shabbosim. That's what you have. But you have no Yom Tov in between. So you could travel every day besides to the Shabbosim. Masha Inkein, there's a possibility of having maybe three Shabbosim, but usually it's only two Shabbosim. Masha Inkein Tishrei, you can't travel Rosh Hashanah, you can't travel Yom Kippur, you can't travel on Shabbos. So you have more days that you can't travel. So they get further Nisan than Tishrei. So Tishrei, let's say they only get to 500 miles. So anyone after 500 miles doesn't find out when exactly Rosh Chodesh was. They always have to keep 2 days. Masha Inkein Nisan, that same place that you're keeping 2 days Sukkot, you could really keep 1 day Pesach because the Shluchim will reach there. That anywhere, that like I say, past 500 miles, since they don't reach there in the Chodesh Tishrei and they keep 2 days Sukkot, they have to keep 2 days Pesach there also. Even though they know Peter Shluchim when Rosh Chodesh was. Let's read it inside now. Machaz Rav Yechonon, Kol Heichin Lamot Shluchei Nisan, Lamot Shluchei Tishrei. Any place, any mokim that the Shluchei Nisan could reach, but the Shluchei Tishrei do not reach, Le'ebru, Le'evdu Trei Yaymi, they should keep Yom Tov 2 days. Gzeira Nisan on Tishrei. Because if on Nisan they only keep 1 day Pesach, Tishrei also, they'll say, I know when Rosh Chodesh is, they'll keep only 1 day Sukkot. So therefore, that was the takana he made. Rab Eve bar Nagri, Rav Chiya bar Abba, both Tamidim of Rav Yechonon, Iklu lehu Asra, Davamot Shluchei Nisan, Davamot Shluchei Tishrei. They reached a town where that was a place where it was out of the range of the Shluchei Tishrei, but it was in the range of Shluchei Nisan. Like the example we gave, let's say it was in a place that looked a little past 500 miles. And that place, they only kept one day of Pesach, because they knew when Chesh Nisan was, they kept one day. And Tamidim Rav Yechon didn't say anything, weren't Meicher. Shama Rav Yechon heard about this, and he got upset as Tamidim Ikbid. Didn't I tell you, didn't I tell you any place where the Shluch Nisan reach, but the Shluch Tishrei don't reach? You always do 2 days. Why Gzeira Nisan Tishrei? Because Gzeira Nisan Otu Tishrei. It's an Gzeira Nisan Tishrei. And we just have to speak out that we just said that the Shluchim don't travel on Shabbos Yontif. Even though the halacha is that for Kiddush HaChodesh, the Edim can mechal Shabbos to say Edis. Masha'enke and the Shluchim to tell the people far away about Rosh Chodesh, that they can't be mechal Shabbos. And we'll see about that on the Gemara on Beis from a drush from a psukim. Al Kaponim, Rabbi Yechon said, you have to keep, in those places you keep 2 days, even when the Shluchim reach there, Otu Tishrei. Zot Gemara Vayta. Rava, who lived in Chutz Laaretz, lived in Bavel, but it was still times of Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Re'iya. So Rava have a Rogel, that have a Yosef Tenisa Treyayimi. He used to keep Yom Kippur 2 days, because he was worried, maybe, even though he goes Basar Raiv, and Rosh Hashanah is usually on the 30th day of El, but he was worried that since once in a while, even though it hardly ever happened, but since once in a while it would happen that they would extend the El one more day, so it could be Yom Kippur's one more day. So he kept 2 days Yom Kippur. It was very hard. He had to fast 2 straight days. But that was his minig. The Rebbe Chananel speaks out clear. It was a chumrah. I read the Rebbe Chananel's lashon. It says, "Dava machmar nafshei v'nokat trei yomei emilsi yaseretav." He did an extra thing. Loi chayva huolav shloi hoyo loi lachos. You don't have to be chayshish. It was Rav's own chumrah. Zimna Chada, Ashkel Chavah say. 1 year it happened, Taka, they made an extra day of El, and that's Taka what happened, and he was, it turned out that he was correct by worrying about this because he wasn't Mechuyah, but Taka happened 1 year. I just want to speak out that you see from here in this Gemara, you see from Gemara Chafa and Aleph also, that there were times when El got extended 1 day, even though we have a Gemara, you test some Beis and other places that. The Gemara says, Ezra va'elech le'mitzinu el mu'ubur, but that was in Rav Chachina ba'kahana on Rav's days. But later on, it did happen a few times. It happened in Ula's days, and it happened in the days of Rava. Another similar story. Rav Nachman Yosef b'tanisa kul yamit puri. Rav Nachman was not makbar on Rava's chumra, and once in Bavel, he kept the whole Yom Kippur, he fasted Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, before he had a chance to eat, la'urta asahu gavra, a person came, Amalei, and he said, Edis, that I was there by Kiddush HaChodesh, and really, tomorrow is Yom Kippur. Amalei, l'macho yom rabba v'arava. Tomorrow is Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael. Amalei, so he now, what happens is, now Nachman gets his Edis, he has to fast now for 2 days. And he was upset about that. He said to himself, the person should wait till I ate, and then come tell me this Edis. Amalei, mehecha'at, where are you from? Amalei, mid Maharya. I'm from a place called Maharya. So Amalei, he said, that name of the city could be read like this: Dam Teyach Risai. Going on himself, not saying, I'm going to die from this. I'm going to die because of you. Because I'm fasting 2 days and 2 nights, I'm going to die. It's too much. Kari Allah, and he called on himself this pasuk: Kalam Hayurid Feinu. The people running after me were light-footed. They reached me. You know, if it would have came 10 minutes later, I would have ate already. But the Edom got to me on time and said, "Ed is causing me to fast 2 full days." Zok to Gemara Vayit. Sholoch Rav Huna Bar Oven LeRava LeRava. Rav Huna sent Rava a halacha like this: Kad chazes the mashkes tkufes teves ad shitzer. When you see this should be Bezdin's blueprint when to make an ibraya. When you see an ibraya, a whole extra month. Kad chazes the mashkes tkufes teves ad shitzer benison. If the tkufes teves, which means the winter tkufa, which goes with the solar year, reaches the 16th day of Nisan. That means on the 16th day of Nisan starts the new spring Tkufa. That's too far into the year. Abru Lushaita. Make Ibriya, make an extra Adam. V'loy tachoshla. And don't worry about making a new Adam for this reason. This is a good reason why. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Shemar is Chodesh Aviv. And we'll explain what that means, loy tachoshla, in a second. The Chsiv, Shemar is Chodesh Aviv. How do we touch that? Shemar Aviv Shal Tkufa, make sure that the Aviv, which is the Tkufa of the spring, when the pears ripen, make sure Sheve Chidush Nisan. It should be in the early part of Nisan when the Levana is still, when it's new. Which means it should be in the first 14 days, because you consider the moon new in the first 14 days, and when it comes to 15, it's full, and then it starts going down. So it should land the first 14 days. So like this. If it's landing on the 16th day, then you have to make an extra month. If it will land up on the 15th day, So then you have a simple Eitzah. Just add on another day to Adar, and then you'll have an extra day, and only and in the 14th day, it'll still be, in the 14th day, you'll end up starting in the 14th day, the Tkufa of Nisan, which means the spring Tkufa. That means, if the spring Tkufa is starting on the 16th day, you're stuck. But if it's starting the 15th day, what you do is, you add an extra day to Adar, now it'll start on the 14th day, and that will be Shemaras Chayash Ovim. And what the Gemara meant, loy tachos lomen, because this Shita that you let it do, that you do it Ibriya for this reason, is a Das Yechidah, it's the Shita of Acherim in Sechel Sanhedrin. And the Gemara is saying here, you should, don't worry, the Gemara is saying, we pass like that, Mandi Amen, you should do that. That if you see that the Tkufa doesn't land up, you should do that. These days, we don't pass like that. A lot of times, the Tkufa of spring lands up later than that. But that's what Rav Huna held, that we pass like that, Madiyamba. And you should make sure that the Kufa of spring, the spring Tkufa, the spring equinox, should start in the first half of Chodesh Nisan. And if not, you should make it Ibiyah. And there's two ways to do it. Either, if it's scheduled to land up on the 15th day, you could just make an extra day of Adar. If it's scheduled to land on the 16th day, then you have to make a whole nother month, a whole nother Adar, and then it'll turn out that the Kufa, the spring equinox, will land up actually in the end of Adar Sheni. Zogdemar Avaita, Omlu Rav Nachman and Chusei, Lahan and Chusei Yama. Rav Nachman told the people who went by ship, they were in the big oceans, the vast oceans, and they didn't have access to the shluchim on land. They don't know when the Yom Tov are. So how do you know when Pesach is? It says, you don't know exactly when the months start and end. When you see the moon is in the sky the entire night, and that means Mashlum Yom, it goes till the day, you know it's exactly the middle of the month. And be'iru chamira, so get rid of all your chametz. Mar is a kash for that. Isn't that the 15th day? Emes mashlum, when is a full night? The moon's out in the full night. Like we explained, when the moon is on the opposite end of the earth as the sun, so then it's a full moon, and also it'll be on a whole night. Because it's the opposite track of the sun. The sun is coming up by day and going down by night, and the moon is the opposite. It's coming up by night, going down by day. So that's on the 15th day. So we know, you have to get rid of chametz on the 14th day of Nisan, not the 15th day of Nisan. And for the Gemara, for the people in the oceans where there's no mountains, the horizon is much lower. So by them, the Zricha, Netzachamas, sunrise is a little bit earlier. And they see it a little earlier. And therefore, even on the 14th day, the moon is up on the whole night. And therefore, on the 14th day already, when they see that, they should get rid of the chametz, because that's the 14th day. On dry land, where there's a lot of mountains, and you don't see the end of the horizon. So there, only by the 15th day, do you see the moon the whole night. But in the water already, the 14th day, and therefore, that day, you should get rid of the chametz, because that's the 14th day of Nisan.